Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young bros in a schoolyard.
Today, Chris and I, hello, by the way, Chris.
Hey, Danny.
Hey, we're joined by someone that has many names. King Sacramento Savage.
Yeah.
Crud Savage.
Freak.
DW Junior.
Calamity
Crud. Driftwood.
Driftwood
was a nickname. My dad got the nickname Driftwood, and then, I told him that stood for DW, and he used to call me DW when I was a kid, so I called him Junior. Junior, I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, because Driftwood, I spelled it D-R-I-F-T-W-O-U-L-D. I didn't have much drift or wood.
Nice.
Two words.
You see how that works, Chris?
Yeah.
So, we're just going to get some old memories on. But let's stick to the name theme. When I was a kid, my dad had more. I don't think I ever met one friend of yours who had a name that was regular. The first name that I remember was I guess this was a roommate of yours, and he used to be a bike messenger with you.
Exactly.
His name was Shitty Smitty.
Right.
What was his real name again?
Ralph Smith.
How did he get Shitty Smitty name?
He never explained that to me, but it came from East St. Louis, Illinois.
So there you go, East St. Louis, Illinois. Shitty Smitty.
Then I met somebody from East St. Louis, Illinois, and I asked him if he remembered the store where Ralph Smith's grandfather. Ralph Smith's grandfather owned in East St. Louis, and I told him, oh, yeah, Shitty Smitty. Goes, I never thought I'd hear that name again.
He knew his name was Shitty Smitty.
Yeah. He immediately said, I never thought I'd hear that name again.
That's a good nickname.
Yeah.
Then my dad just the other day was telling me a story about a guy by the name the Wild Indian.
Yeah, Gabriel Ramirez, the Wild Indian.
Was he an Indian?
I'll never forget, they had us sign, and all of a sudden, man, I'm on commission, right? So all of a sudden, I got to go in these buildings, and they're going to make me sign in the buildings. Stand in line to sign in, but that's all right.
This was, by the way, when my dad was a bike messenger.
Yeah,
he had to sign in to do a delivery.
Okay, I'm at the get to the building, but I could make more money. You know, I get what? 10-20 bucks an hour waiting time, but I can make more money than that doing a bunch of deliveries. So I'd be like looking at my watch as soon as I hit the building. That's like, I'm at the building, okay, check my watch, and then stand in line. So I'd see how long it'd take me to get to where the delivery was, and I'd have to charge them waiting time. They didn't like that, but hey.
Well, they're the ones that wanted you to start signing in.
Yeah,
it's their policy.
That wasn't our fault.
So did you see other people's names?
That was the thing. I'll never forget the first day. I was waiting in line to sign in, but then I looked down, WI Blueprint. And I go, all right, the Wild Indian. All he has to do is put his initials.
WI.
Yeah. That's all he had
Wild
to do.
Indian.
Okay. Want to take his time.
Let's get some other nicknames. There was also. What was there? Wasn't there Wild Animal or what was his name?
There was two different guys named Animal.
Okay. Didn't one of them play the drums or something? Or was that in? Isn't that in
the Muppets?
The Muppets. That's right. The Muppets.
Oh, really?
Then there were two different guys named Animal. What else? I know there are more that I can't think of. There was Susie Q.
Yeah, she was the flower lady.
Susie Q, the flower lady. Then there was Shoot! Oh, I know one. Who had Moody Bear?
Shaky Bill.
Shaky Bill and Moody Bear.
Moody Bear was the dog.
Even the dogs had nicknames.
But Shaky Bill was called Shaky Bill because Bill's common name, and this Bill shook. And you shook.
So, oh, really?
Yeah, so.
Shaky Bill.
Shaky Bill.
Wait, you have a good story about Shaky Bill and Moody Bear, right?
Yeah.
You've heard this story, I think, before.
I don't know.
Well, what happened was the police came down to our land one day and started, like, searching us, trying to find some marijuana on us, and, like, they didn't find any, and then they were upset, and so they kicked us off our land, and so we hitchhiked, me and Moody Bear and Shaky Bill hitchhiked all the way to the city.
It's like Moody Bill gets
saw
first
the
listed.
American Civil Liberties Union, and they said, okay, what we had to do was get a signed note from the people that let me caretake their land, and then I had to get it notarized by a public notary. So then we knew what to do, so we decided to head back. And as we were heading back, we went by the Sheraton Palace Hotel and noticed that there was a demonstration against
what year was
President
it?
Richard Milhouse Nixon.
What year was
it? It was like 70, early 70s somewhere.
All right.
I think 72 maybe. Anyway, so I remembered my giant hitchhike thumb, which at that time...
Hang on, I have to explain this because a lot of people that might listen to this might not know what a giant hitchhike thumb is. A giant hitchhike thumb is a giant rubber thumb that used to be used to hitchhike because when hitchhiking was more of a common practice. And it was about, I don't know,
as
big
or... twice as big about. Not even.
I mean, it was just a big piece of sort of foam, not foam rubber, actual rubber, yeah, that kind of went over your thumb, and it was brighter than an actual thumb, and it made people let them know for sure you were hitchhiking. How much did you buy your first giant hitchhike thumb for?
50 cents, I think.
How many did you have, do you think, through your life?
Oh, 10, 20, and it was $5 the last time I remember.
See? That's
from 50 cents to
what a world we live in.
When I first got one.
10 times the price for a giant hitchhike.
In the 60s, so later
fault.
I got
it. Yeah, it was Nixon's fault.
In the late 70s.
So anyway, there's a protest against Nixon.
Right, and it was against his $500 plate fundraising meal at the Sheraton Palace Hotel, and we see this big demonstration, and so I'd get my giant hitchhike thumb out, put it on my social finger, and I stuck it up and said, yeah, fuck Nixon. And an usher came running up to me and goes, hey, we go in the front of the crowd and do that. So me and Shaky Bill and Moody Bear were ushered all the way up to the front of the crowd by the guy. He had a big old usher armband, and he took us to the front of the crowd, and everybody parted way and let us get in the front of the crowd. And then, as I'm sitting there saying, yeah, fuck Nixon, I'm like looking at all the doggone photographers, and all, not only in the Sheraton Palace, but the other buildings across the street. Boy, they had like
cameras.
Nothing but cameras of every type. Movie cameras.
There has to be a recorded video of this somewhere.
Yeah,
I would love to get my hands on that.
Just filming the crowd. You know, there must have been all kind of news agencies from all over the doggone country there.
Right.
So me, Moody Bear, Shaky Bill were front and center for all those photographers, and all of a sudden, after a while, the vibes started getting heavy. We knew that meant the Royal Mounted Police were showing up with billy clubs.
Oh, man.
And we knew who had a bullseye on them. Me, Moody Bear.
The bullseye, I think the bullseye was on your social finger, as you put it.
Mainly. So, we were lucky because Bill says, yeah, I think we better get out of here. Yeah, I do too, man. So we like quickly departed, and we barely made it. It was like a crack, a fissure in the earth, the way we made it through the mob just in time as we watched the Royal mounted police with their billy clubs starting to bash heads in. And I know my head had a bullseye, and I was lucky.
I have a question.
They were really hitting people with clubs?
Yeah, did you?
They were.
Did you see yourself on the news later? Was that the time that you saw yourself?
And then we were, hey, man, I don't care. We're getting out of here. We're not even, whatever ride, whatever way they're going, that's the way we go. So we ended up going all the way around through the over the Richmond Bridge. I think we went to Berkeley and then over the Richmond San Rafael Bridge. And
this is in the
Shaky Bay Area. Bill had some friends that lived around there. So he goes, yeah, let's go to my friend's house and check the news out. So we went and watched the news. And sure enough, there we were, Eyewitness News. Me, Shaky Bill, Lizzie Bear, front and center, man. Showed I got on nationwide television, no doubt. Flipping then president Richard Milhouse Nixon off.
I have a related question. Have you ever been hit by a billy club?
Yes, I have.
Oh man. It's a pretty
didn't feel good. It may have contributed to my later gnarly head injuries.
Okay, here's another related question. How many cars have you been hit by? Just even include minor hits. Just any type of accident. Bike to car. Just give me a guesstimate.
When you start forgetting
Over 10. Tell me when I'm wrong.
Way over 10.
Over 20.
Yeah.
Over 40.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe 49. Touchdown. 49ers. I don't even know.
Have you ever been hit by a bus?
I lost track how many buses hit me. 12 or 13 buses hit me.
How about trolleys?
I got run over by a trolley. There's a scar right here.
Oh, my goodness.
The trolleys have spikes.
Oh, good.
You can still see the scar. And that was a long time ago.
A trolley. Wow.
The indentation in my skin and the scar.
It's going to be quicker. Is there any type of vehicle that hasn't ever hit you? Like, have you been hit by a submarine?
I got hit by other bikes. No submarines.
Bike? Have you ever motorcycle? Motorcycle to bike?
Yeah.
Oh,
motorcycle,
man.
Motorcycle got me once. Only once.
What else? Well, so, and then how many concussions have you had diagnosed?
I lost track.
Probably around 10, 20, somewhere in there.
Well, I had concussions when I was a little kid. I had a couple when I was a little kid. I had like 13 stitches, 6 stitches when I was a kid. And then I had a concussion when I was playing basketball and fell and hit the ground when I was in like the 10th grade, 9th grade, whatever it was. And,
they should have changed it.
Arizona. I was in 10th grade. Or 11th.
Calamity crud to concussion crud.
Yeah, well, so.
Concussion.
That's what my friends who, when I came home, some of my roommate's friends were over there at the house, and then one of them nicknamed me Scarfeather after I got hurt again.
Wait, Scarfeather?
Yeah, because I always liked to wear feathers, because Indians wore feathers for protection. I could get good feathers from my dad, because he would always be hunting for geese and ducks.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I would get cool-looking feathers and put them in my hat, you know?
I don't know how much protection
you
got.
I didn't get many eagle feathers. I've had a couple. And buzzard feathers, even.
I bet those birds never thought their feathers were going to get hit by trolleys after they already got shot.
Nope. One time I was hanging on a trolley, and I was like, just swinging on the trolley one day.
Were you on your bike holding on up a hill?
I was a hippie going to Fisherman's Wharf and from 5th and Market, you know, just taking a cable car. Mm-hmm. And I swung out, and there comes another bus another way. Blam, man, I'm glad I could hold on after that guy.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll never forget that one.
What was it? Oh, so yeah, you guys used to like a common practice used to be you would grab onto like a trolley when they were going up a hill, right? Like
well,
or
especially
grab onto
when I had my skateboard.
Oh yeah,
and I had my propeller hat, and I had my skateboard, and I'd be grabbing on the end, and I remember I would see somebody with a camera or movie camera, and like I'd like just focus on that camera. I wonder how long it'll be before they know. Hey, they can take a picture of this guy with a propeller
hat on a skateboard,
spinning, riding a skateboard, and hanging onto the trolley car or to the cable car, and it would always be it'd be like anywhere from a matter of seconds to a minute, and all of a sudden there you could see the energy in their body. Whoop. Oh, I could take a picture. You could just tell when the thought came, because right. You could see the hands
right.
just all of a sudden get tense. Like oh yeah, I got a movie camera. Oh yeah, I got a good still camera. Oh yeah,
if you,
a good picture to take.
If you lived in San Francisco and did the same job the same way that you did now, there would be about 10,000 YouTube videos of you getting hit by trolleys and buses.
You'd be a celebrity.
You would. I mean, he already was a pseudo celebrity in San Francisco as it was, and like everyone
got filmed by Eden Magazine, Front Row Video, but I blew it because I let real people film me one time, and I didn't tell the boss. That was the worst day of my life. I got 2 tickets. And I saw Haas, who's a great big guy that looked like Haas Cartwright, kind of.
Oh, and you guys called him Haas?
Yeah, and the boss, Charlie Lucky, nicknamed him Haas. And he was a truck driver, and he used to send Haas to go check up on things. And I saw Haas check up on me, and I go, busted. It ain't bad enough I'm trying to get away with letting these guys from real people film me, and then they got mad at me because I ran a red light on my bike.
The real people did?
Yeah, the real people.
Oh, because they
called themselves real people.
Because they couldn't keep up with you.
They didn't want me to show that I ran a red light on my bike.
And it was called real people?
Yeah, right. They're real people. But, and yet they got mad at me for running a red light, like I didn't ever do that when I'm on commission.
What about, so you didn't even mention Haas before. I know there have to be a ton more nicknames that we're not getting to.
Oh, yeah.
Haas. Uh-huh. What? Who else, names, just think of a party you went to. Who would be at that party?
Haas, either one animal or the other.
What other roommates did you have? Think of a house, think of a time, a period of life.
Well, you know, I told you about the Wild Indian, I believe.
Yeah.
And then there was Suze Q's old lady. And then there was a couple of animals. I already said that.
I know there are more.
Tons of them. It's jet lag. He gave his own self his own nickname. Thought it up.
You can't come up with your own nickname.
He did, though. Jet lag did.
Jet lag.
Jet lag gave
his own. Why, was he from the East Coast or something?
Nickname. He just thought it up. He wanted that nickname. And he gave it to himself, and that's where they go.
Chris, if you had a nickname yourself, what do you think you might come up with?
Flyhead, maybe?
Flyhead. Try not to kick that. That's the mic stand.
And then
it'll sound loud.
There was... I could just start thinking of all...
Well, let me... I'm going to tell you another story that was... every number that I ever brought up as a kid, no matter what time of the day it was, no matter what came up, any number I got, if I was a number in baseball, if I got to pick the number between 1 and 10, my dad would say, oh, lucky number 9. Yeah, I was number 9 when I worked for Rocket Ship Propeller. What was the name of the company?
Rocket Delivery Service.
Rocket Delivery Service.
I was 18 and...
No, you said you were 18. Every single number.
I did have other numbers. Well, there was...
You were 13.
Multiple numbers. I was 623. U.S. Messenger number 623. I was perfect courier number 308. And
I know, I'm telling you, this is not an exaggeration. I can't tell you there's a no number that I brought up that wasn't significant to my dad's bike messenger career when I was a kid. Like, no matter what it was. Oh, that's a... There you go. Or at least, if it wasn't that, then it was a... numerological... This is, oh, that's there one of the magic numbers in the
numerology, right.
Yeah.
Numerology. There's only 9 numbers in numerology, though.
That's one of the magic 9. Numbers. Every number was one of the magic numbers also.
The power number is 9. The 2 mystical numbers are 3 and 7. And, of course, the number 1 is the origin.
And the loneliest number.
It's the loneliest number.
Okay. What? So, well, let's go back to the Nixon thing.
Like right now, it's 10:09.
Okay.
That used to be something. 10:09 meant either like what or repeat.
Oh, like in...
Instead, it's the opposite of 10:04.
This was in walkie-talkie.
Yeah, lingo or whatever. On the radio. Like, instead of 10:04, you'd say 10:09 if you didn't
copy. If you didn't copy.
So, yeah.
Now, I wanted to... What was the concert that... Chris, you remember this. And my dad told us he was at some concert once.
Yeah, it was the Stones at, Altamont?
No, that was... I went to the I saw the movie after that. Me and my roommate Pocket.
No, I thought. See, there you go. Another one. Pocket.
Well, me and Pocket, we owned a little boat, a nice little, wonderful little boat at Gate 6 Pocket. In Sausalito.
Man, I wish all my names had cool. Yeah, my friends had cool names.
His wife's name was Froggy, and their son's name was Togetherness Lovelight.
Togetherness Lovelight. This kid is cursed.
That was his name.
Imagine he's applying for a job at like some mid-range like low. He got into the tax. He's a tax. You know, he does people's taxes. He's applying for a job at some firm. It would throw that application out as soon as they saw it. Togetherness.
That's the worst name ever.
What's his last name? Tell me it was something like Rogers. Togetherness Lovelight. Rogers.
His last name was O'Donnell, but we just call him, we called Pocket OD for short.
OD. Yeah. Did that turn out to be significant?
Yeah. No, yeah, no, I hope he never did that. Oh, I don't think he did any kind of thing.
How many of your friends have... Oh, you want to...
Yeah. All right, you got one too, Danny.
Yeah, I gave you one of those. Remember those were Tanya's. Do you have one down here? I don't want to pull back the curtain too far, but we're talking about eye masks again. These eye masks are significant because they were worn in the Coke test talent challenge or whatever. Anyway, I gave you one of those because Tanya had
I left it home. I miss it.
Did I give you the one that said bridesmaid on it?
No, it's just like that one. It's black on one side. All right, I got you. And the edge is red, too, like that.
What were we talking about?
Yeah.
Pocket. Oh, how many did you have? I've never asked you this before, so I'm just going to ask. Did you have very many friends that died down there? Like, was it?
I'll never forget the day that Tennessee died.
Every name you bring up, when I ask you to
I don't remember his name.
I know, but that's my point. When I ask you to name more nicknames, you're like, "Well, there's two animals. There was two animals. Then there was wild Indian animal. I said animal. Susie Q, wild Indian." And then every person you brought up since then has a nickname. I don't know how you didn't bring up, what was it, Rocket? Or no, not Rocket.
Pocket.
No.
Pocket and Togetherness Lovelight.
Pocket and Togetherness Lovelight and
Froggy. Togetherness
Lovelight
Mother Froggy.
All right, so Tennessee. Yeah, what happened to Tennessee?
Yeah, Tennessee. See, the thing was, Tennessee, I noticed he started doing what I did, which was... I'd hang on, like, to cable cars going up straight up the hill. But, see, I knew some of the cable car drivers. One of them was lived next door to the house I lived at on Trail Hill. We used to call it Pot Hill, right? Well, he was my next-door neighbor. And whenever I saw him, he had the Quake Tower run. He'd go straight up that hill. And if I had deliveries going up there, boom, I'd hook up on his cable car and go, all right, straight up that hill. And, I remember when then I saw Tennessee hanging on. I'm like, I got scared because I had some close calls doing that. And I told Tennessee, you know, man, make sure you put your whole elbow into it, and you got to be ready to let go as soon as something dangerous comes, and then just ride your way out of it. And,
like you told him, make sure you get hit by as many buses while you're holding on.
So yeah, one day. I was sitting in Jackson Park, which is where we would usually get our lunches. It was a little park. At the beginning of Jackson Street, all the way down by the Embarcadero, and there was a little park there, and there was a Golden Anchor Liquors there, was where everybody would go to the Golden Anchor Liquors, get their beer, take their break, and
hang out at the
park. Drink their beer and hang out together at the park there when they were on standby or having lunch or something.
So then Tennessee.
Jackson Park. And I was like half asleep one time, and the Driscoll Duck woke me up. That was my dispatcher.
The Driscoll Duck.
The Driscoll Duck, man.
I told you I wasn't crazy, Chris. When I told you there were, more they nicknames. All they all come out. He just has to tell a story because everyone he knew had a nickname. There was nobody that had a regular name.
That's true, probably.
So the Driscoll Duck.
Yep, the Driscoll Duck woke me up one time when I was in Jackson Park snoozing away and getting a break, and I was tired, and oh no, man. He explained to me how Tennessee got crushed at the top of Broadway.
Oh,
between a truck and something else. And
God.
I'll never forget that, because I was like, man. Because I remember how scared I got when I saw that he was doing that. And I'm like, man, you don't know how close I've come to dying, and you got to be so careful when you hang on to stuff. And
he just kind of took it for granted.
And he'd do it too. We're on commission.
Right.
The more deliveries we make, the more money we make. So when them trucks or buses that we hang on take us up the top of the hill, hey man, that not only saved us energy, but it saved us time. And so it was like, it was a gamble, but it was a money making gamble, because we're on commission, time is money.
Sure.
And man, on that day was one of the low days of my life when I found out that Tennessee died on the job.
Was it kind of like somber around the whole?
Real. And then I heard of another guy who died on a motorcycle or something too.
Was it kind of somber around rocket delivery?
Yeah, very. Like
everyone was kind of.
Oh man, that was
well
one of the low days of my career.
We're gonna end on that sad note for tonight. But we'll do this again. This is going to be an ongoing series.
Good. I'll think of 100 new names.
I'm sure.
Everybody I think of. It'll be another nickname, no doubt.
All right, well.
Driscoll.
I want to know how he got the name Driscoll.
Yeah, how?
Because you should see him when he walked. He walked like a duck, I swear. He did. That's why he got the nickname the Driscoll Duck, because he walked like a duck.
How did you get the nickname Crud? Do you remember who gave you the nickname?
Yeah, my buddies in Tilden Park when we were drinking beer one night.
Which buddies?
What were their names?
None of them had nickname. I had the only nickname, Crud. They gave it to me one day, and when we were drinking at Tilden Park, somebody accidentally called me Crud.
Instead of Craig?
Crud. I could hear in all the little benches around Tilden Park, Crud! And then an explosion of laughter. And then another little bench, another part of Tilden Park.
They went around.
Crud! I knew that they had done dubbed me Crud. So I went home and I wrote Crud's Creed. First thing in Crud's Creed was, a good crud will always clean up his own messes. I don't remember much of the rest
of it. Not much creed.
Remember that part.
That's funny. A good crud. Oh, man. All right, well, it's getting hot in here.
Yeah, way hot.
Right. We're going to go watch the Olympics. Good night.